Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Your podcast.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 339. Hope everyone is doing great this Easter long weekend. For those who celebrate, I hope you're spending some quality time with those who matter. Maybe enjoying a good meal, or if you have kids or grandkids, having fun decorating or hunting for eggs, eating chocolate and all that good stuff. Yes, I know what Easter's about. So maybe you are attending an Easter vigil or special service. However and wherever you're spending this long weekend, I hope you're enjoying it. Alrighty, back to Tech It Out, which is all about making sense of tech in a language you can understand. So you can put away your Geek to English dictionary, as it's not needed here. On today's show, we're going to kick things off with a way to verify that the person you're buying something from online is legit. The solution is called GoConfirm, and it's free to use. After that, it's World Backup Day this weekend, March 31st. And so we'll be joined by Western Digital to share what's new from them and how and why to back up your important files. After that, since spring has sprung, I'll share some gadget ideas to help ease you into the new season. And finally, on Tech It Out this hour, since iPhone is the number one phone in the country, I thought I'd share some of my top tips to getting the most out of the device. A few things you might not know about your iPhone. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off the new show with our first interview. I know retailers may not want me to say this, but online marketplaces are great. I'm referring to peer-to-peer marketplaces. So instead of buying something at a store, I love that I can buy something off someone else, you know, over Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or other online classified sites, as well as auction platforms and marketplaces like eBay. And sometimes you get a really good deal. Now that spring has sprung, you also may be looking to spring clean your home. So as a seller, not only are you decluttering, but you're making money too. Unfortunately, scammers could mar the experience. And so we're going to hear about a solution called GoConfirm. Joining us on the line to explain how it works and who it's for, we've got Kirk Simpson with us. He's co-founder and CEO of GoConfirm. Thanks for your time, Kirk.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Before we talk about this solution, GoConfirm, which is one word, by the way, let's first identify the problem for those who do like to buy things from online marketplaces.
Yeah, I thought your intro was spot on. You know, at the end of the day, the latest numbers are about 1.2 billion users around the world every month use Facebook Marketplace alone. So this is a huge marketplace, and lots of folks love that they can go on there and find pretty much anything they want. and oftentimes, as you mentioned, at a good deal. The challenge is there's a real rise in scams, in potential physical danger, and a lot of media stories out there about sort of some of the bad things that are happening on these marketplaces.
Mm-hmm. So good point, Kirk. We will talk about those safety tips, you know, when you are meeting up with somebody in person, the do's and don'ts there. We'll get to that in a moment. But when it comes to transacting with somebody safely and securely, tell us what GoConfirm is all about.
Well, really at GoConfirm, what we want to do is we want people to know that they're doing business with another, you know, verified person. You know, this technology has been used by banks, by fintechs, by online education companies to confirm that you are who you say you are. And we want to bring that kind of technology to places like Facebook Marketplace so that we can have more trust and do business with more confidence on these peer-to-peer marketplaces.
Okay. So with that in mind, can you walk us through how it works? Let's start with someone who's looking to buy something from someone online, from one of these online marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, let's take an example of the latest iPhone. You see a listing on Facebook Marketplace. You think that's the iPhone you want and the color you want. You start messaging with the seller. And after a couple of messages, you determine that you want to do business with this person. At this time, you would say, I use GoConfirm. Here's me. I want you to verify that you are who you say you are as well. At that point, it takes about 3.5 minutes for the person to complete our verification. And then both parties can know that they can have complete confidence in the transaction, knowing that both people have been verified and are good actors in the system.
And so what's part of that 3.5 minute process? What are you asking the seller to prove it's who they say they are?
Yeah, very similar to what you would go through when you start an online bank account with one of the neobanks, or, you know, go through an ID verification system with an education provider. It's quickly showing your ID, doing a live check on your face that you are there. It's actually you doing it. Then we use AI to ensure that the headshot that you're providing matches your government ID so that, again, you can have confidence that the profile photo that you're looking at has been verified. And then you're off to the races, and both parties can have more confidence.
Kirk, what about those who are reluctant to scan their face or to, you know, scan their ID like a driver's license for fear that you're giving a stranger your home address or the GoConfirm information may get breached?
For sure. And that really is, you know, our secret sauce. We're moving to a world where all of this information will be stored locally on your own phone such that you can be in more control of it. You know, that's where the platform GoConfirm is going. That's what we believe is the future. And we think that there's a lot of people who are using your ID on a regular basis across the internet who want to do it once and have more control of that information moving forward.
I see the appeal of this, Kirk, because with Kijiji and Craigslist, you can come up with any name you like, and it doesn't even have to be your real name. Whereas with Facebook Marketplace, it does link to your Facebook profile, unless I'm mistaken. But it gave people some extra peace of mind, knowing that it's your real profile. But yours takes it to the next level.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, the Facebook profile that it links to on Marketplace is limited. And someone can use a profile photo of a sunset, and you can be completely unsure of whether or not that's a real person, whether that's someone you want to be doing business with,
sure,
whether or not that account has been created by AI. All of those things are what we really look to give confidence in.
Working with Kirk Simpson, he's CEO and co-founder of a company called GoConfirm. As the name suggests, they allow you as a buyer or seller transacting online to go confirm that it's you, so that buyer and seller have that extra peace of mind, that trust element, so that you know that there are less chances of that transaction going sour. That iPhone that you talked about earlier, it's not going to just be like a box with some rocks inside. It's really going to be an iPhone.
Exactly right.
And as a seller, is the process for signing up with GoConfirm similar?
Very much so. And I think for the seller, there's a real opportunity to show your buyer that you're serious, that you stand behind the product you're selling, that you're not trying to hide behind a fake profile photo, that they can have trust in, you know, that transaction. And I think it gives you a competitive edge versus others in selling your products through these marketplaces.
Let's say, hypothetically, the transaction goes sour. The person is a fraudster. You now have a copy of their identification. What what do you do at that point? Do you go to the authorities with a scan of their driver's license?
What we're planning on is giving both parties a, you know, essentially receipt of the transaction. And then if law enforcement wants to get involved, then they can contact us and we can securely, you know, give out that information such that the buyer or seller feels
right.
more protected.
And it sounds like a good deterrent, at least. I mean, if you're going to go through the trouble to scan your face and your ID and all that, you don't want to defraud somebody. So if you're going to go through that much trouble, chances are you're fine, that whoever you're transacting with is going to be an honest person. How much does Goat Confirm cost for the seller or buyer?
It is completely free to both parties.
Cool.
And I mentioned previously, our goal is ultimately over time to help our users unlock many, many more products and services online versus the way that it needs to be done now. And we think there's a really elegant way to do that in which, you know, there can be value for both parties.
Cool. Before we wrap up, Kirk, let's chat about other tips to avoid or at least reduce the odds of getting scammed when you're buying something from someone online, as well as some safety tips if you are going to meet a stranger in person.
I think it's really important right now. So there's a couple things that we really like to promote. I mean, the first is, you know, in those initial messages back and forth, watch out for a faster pace of communication. Generally, fraudsters want to understand whether or not you're going to be a victim in a very short period of time, since it's a numbers game for them. So they will typically look to rush everything really, really fast. Watch for that. The second is to meet up in a safe public location, whether it be a coffee shop or even in front of the police department.
Yeah, I know there's some cop shops have a little like a side room where you can transact, or a parking lot or something.
You're absolutely right, Mark. And so leverage those and do it during the daytime and make sure that someone you know knows exactly where you're meeting. Along with, you know, a tool like Go Confirm, you can really make your life easier and better by making these peer-to-peer marketplaces safer. You can visit us at goconfirm.com. And again, it takes about 3.5 minutes to sign up and bring some peace of mind to your online transactions.
All right, goconfirm.com. Good to chat with you, Kurt.
Thanks for your time, Mark.
Since you may be using a computer to buy or sell things online, it's a good segue into Intel. Thank you for your partnership on Tech It Out. Intel Core Ultra processors represent the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. Get immediate results by asking your computer something like, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" Photos. The AI PC is here. More info is at intel.com/coreultra or intel.com/AIPC. When we return on Tech It Out, and speaking of computers, we'll chat with Western Digital about World Backup Day. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Bemidji, Minnesota, after 100 years, the Bemidji Chapter of Disabled American Veterans is still serving the community, going out on cold mornings and collecting donations that help veterans in need and their families. Founded in 1924 as the 7th chapter in the state, the organization's presence is most visible through its drop-off boxes, bright green metal containers that can be found outside of grocery stores and on street corners that collect donations of clothes, shoes, and household items. Twice a week in the early hours of the morning, members of the DAV, often veterans themselves, collect the items and bring them back to the chapter's headquarters on the edge of town where they're met by another team of volunteers. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Folk legend Joni Mitchell once famously sang, "You don't know what you've got until it's gone." Okay, so she wasn't referring to backing up your important computer files back in 1970, but she might as well have. All of a sudden, something unexpected could happen to your device, your laptop, your desktop, and just like that, you're without those irreplaceable photos and home movies, critical documents, and much more. And so, with World Backup Day coming up, I'm thrilled to have back onto the show Nitin Kachwaha. He's Director of Product Management at Western Digital, the leading storage company. Thanks for your time, Nitin. Good to chat with you again.
Yeah, hey, Mark. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. And it's a very, very important topic, very near and dear to our hearts, which is backup.
For sure. Now, before we talk about World Backup Day and what's new from Western Digital, please tell us a bit about what the company is all about.
Sure. Yeah. So Western Digital is an industry leader in terms of developing storage solutions for the world's data. Our vision here is at Western Digital is really to help unlock the potential of data by harnessing the possibility to use it. We've created powerful data storage solutions that can help the world turn its ambitions into reality and capture key moments along the way.
I like that. With that in mind, what and when is World Backup Day?
Yeah, so World Backup Day is, you know, celebrated every year on March 31st, and it really serves as a global reminder for the importance of regularly backing up your data, whether, you know, that's your family photos, home videos, files, or even like business documents that you may have.
And speaking of backup, Nitin, talk to us about Western Digital's 3-2-1 backup strategy.
Yeah, sure. So if you have like really precious data that you want to protect, which most of us do, we recommend a very simple 3-2-1 rule. 3 stands for you should have 3 copies of your data. 1 is a primary file and 2 are copies of that data. 2 stands for, you know, saving copies on 2 different types of media or devices. And then 1 is like you need to have 1 backup copy to be kept offsite, right? It could be, you know, in a locker, bank locker somewhere, or it could be in your parents' house, or even cloud in case of a disaster, right? Like we've seen so many stories of people, you know, losing their data, like having only a single copy of their file and losing it if you, you know, spill something on your computer, you know, there is some kind of natural disaster, or if you have a phone that has all your photos stored and you leave it, you know, on a trip, you know, in a foreign country, in a cab, right? So having an offsite copy is extremely important.
I like that 3-2-1 rule. It's so smart. And you do bring up a good point. While people are often smart to have a backup copy, like an external hard drive that's connected to their laptop or desktop, and once they make that backup, they put it away in a drawer. If it's in the same location as your primary PC, and I know that, as you said, there's also smartphones and tablets and other data we should back up, but if you keep it in the same location as where the primary data is kept, heaven forbid there is a fire or a flood, you know, some sort of natural disaster or something, then your backup solution could be wiped out along with the original. So I like your idea of having offsite backup for one of the copies, whether it's in a safety deposit box in a bank, a trusted relative's house, or leveraging the cloud. Though, I would argue, and we'll get to this in a minute, one of the benefits of external storage is that we're talking massive amounts of data. Should you be a digital pack rat like me, and I download a lot of stuff, to pay for cloud service for all that data could be very costly, and it's an ongoing thing. Once you stop paying, you're without your files. I hear what you're saying. Offsite is great as a backup. So thank you for that, Nitin. So let's now hear what products you'd recommend for, let's start with, say, a typical person who wants to back up their data. What would you recommend?
Actually, it really depends on many factors, which, you know, typically are like how much data you have, what hosts of devices you own that need to be backed up, and typically what is your budget.
Okay.
So these days, you know, you have the data stored on various hosts like cameras, computers, Mac or Windows, mobile phones, and it's really important to back all of that to some location, some external drive. And, you know, I also always recommend that you always start with what you have at home, because chances are that you already own a couple of hard drives. And if you don't have any, we have a variety of different storage solutions for consumers. One in particular that I would recommend is sort of a portable My Passport hard drive. You know, we recently launched an updated version, which out of the box works with different operating systems, Mac and Windows, and connect not only to the computers, but also the mobile devices, right? And these portable drives are, you know, available in capacity starting from 1 terabyte and go all the way up to 5 terabytes in capacity.
And with portable drives like My Passport, Nitin, and please clarify if I'm wrong, but you don't need to plug that into the wall. I mean, this is designed for on the go, hence the name Passport, which means when it's plugged into a computer, it derives the power from the computer itself. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, Mark. You said it very succinctly, so thanks.
Thank you. And how do you connect a mobile device to My Passport? Like, I understand it's USB, USB-A for the older ports, or USB-C for the smaller ports that are trending now with laptops and desktops. But what if you want to connect your iPhone or Android phone or an iPad or a tablet to one of these drives?
Yeah, so that's a great question, right? So now with the USB-C, you know, being very common across these multiple devices, it's really easy to connect your external drives.
Oh, cool.
Right? So there are many drives that have native USB-C on the drive itself, and they ship with USB-C cables. So all you have to do, just like you connect your drives to your computer, you connect your drives to your Android phones or tablets, or even your iPhones now, using that USB-C cable. Or you can use a small adapter that converts that Type-A cable, you know, and converts that end to Type-C,
right,
so that you can connect directly to your phones and tablets.
Thank you for that. That's right. So iPhone 15 has adopted USB-C, like all Android phones out there. So that's certainly convenient for backup storage. By the way, I don't want to get off topic, but Western Digital has a sister brand, SanDisk, that also has lightning-based drives for older iPhones that you can plug into the bottom of your iPhone if it's an older one and use that for a backup. More with Nitin from Western Digital when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Before we continue with Western Digital, I wanted to give a shout-out to a new station joining the Tech It Out family this weekend. Welcome to listeners of 1060 AM KFOY, Radio for America, in the Sparks-Reno area of Nevada. Again, Radio for America, 1060 AM KFOY. Welcome, listeners, to Tech It Out, where each week I break down geek speak into street speak. All right, let's continue on with the show. We are talking with Nitin Kachwaha. He is Director of Product Management at Western Digital, leading storage company, talking with us about the upcoming World Backup Day at the end of March. Perfect time to remind you how and why to back up your important files, regardless of the devices and operating systems you rely on. We just heard about the My Passport family, and they start at 1 terabyte, you said, and goes all the way up to 5 terabytes. How much does the 1 terabyte drive start at?
So the pricing really, you know, changes over time, but, you know, you can get a 1 terabyte My Passport for about $60.
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah. And they're small enough, by the way. They're about the size of a deck of cards, if I can sort of just paint that kind of picture. And then now let's move on to my book, which is the WD My Book brand for more of a stationary solution, like a home office or something.
That is correct. Yeah. So, I mean, the My Book drives are really desktop drives. Desktop solutions, and they're really for, you know, people who are, you know, I would say, you know, data holders like me. Like, so I have, you know, a lot of large files like movies and music from an era when streaming was not a thing. So I've, you know, collected a lot of things.
Yeah, you and me both, brother.
Yeah, so, you know, for people like us, you know, we need, you know, capacities that are more than 5 terabytes, and that's where the MyBook comes in picture, where, you know, you can have get capacities all the way up to 22 terabytes in a single drive. So it's really great for storing all those HD videos that you might have, right? You can put about 2,500 hours of HD video on these 22 terabyte hard drives.
22 terabytes. We're also going to talk in a moment about a MyRed 24 terabyte, which is 24,000 gigabytes of data, if you can wrap your head around that. We'll get to that in a moment. But before that, why do you think an external hard disk drive, or HDD, is good for backup, Nitin? That is, what are the key benefits to a hard drive opposed to, say, solid state or, you know, another kind of storage solution?
That's a great question, Mark. Right. So hard disk drives have been around for, you know, a long time. You know, they have been the trusted data storage device for decades. And they're constantly, you know, we are constantly innovating and improving them. They offer really a great value for capacity, and then are an excellent option for anyone looking to store a ton of photos and videos. So in terms of, you know, dollar per terabyte, the value that an external hard drive provides, you can't really beat that.
Yeah, a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah, and for anyone looking for high-performance drives, you know, something that you are working off of, data that you are working off of, we also have, a bunch of solid-state drives that, you know, really are a great option for that use case.
Yeah, great point. SSDs, more about speed, like reading and writing to the drive in real time, whereas an HDD or hard disk drive, better perhaps for long-term storage where you want to put some files away, and it has much higher capacities and other bells and whistles. You could do things like RAID drives, or you could have a mirror drive and, you know, networked drives, which we're not getting into right now, but wirelessly backing up everything and accessing your own private cloud when you're out and about on all your devices as if it was stored locally, and other really cool benefits to HDDs. And then speaking of which, why don't we end off on the MyRed 24 terabyte Pro, which is coming soon from WD or Western Digital. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we are very excited to launch the industry-leading 24 terabytes into our WD Red Pro family of products. You know, these are great for NAS systems, putting them into network-attached storage systems up to, you know, 8 bays for Red Plus, or, you know, unlimited bays for the Red Pro family of products. And these are really, you know, very sort of cost-effective way for people that have, you know, tons of data to kind of store them on these drives.
Wow. Like animators, video editors, people like that?
Yeah, absolutely, right? And even like consumers, right? Like a lot of consumers have a lot of data. They like the benefit of having network-attached storage products sitting, you know, somewhere in their home,
right,
and being able to, you know, put data onto the drive and have access to that data back without having to physically connect to that device.
Yeah, I love that. And my anecdote, was that also accurate, Nitin? You're lying in a hotel room, you want to relax and watch a movie on your laptop or on your iPad, and using the free Wi-Fi of the hotel, tap into your NAS drive, your network-attached storage drive back at home, wherever you live, and stream the content as if you had it with you.
That is absolutely correct, yeah. Right? I mean, a lot of the NAS systems do provide that functionality.
Super cool. So where can we learn all about this, Nitin, all about the drives that we've talked about, the MyBook, the MyPassport, and the MyRed Pro?
Yeah, so you can learn more about, you know, all our products at westerndigital.com, or follow us on social media for all the latest updates. Our products are also available at all major retailers, both online and physical brick-and-mortar stores as well.
Nitin, it's been great chatting with you. I don't know if you can say happy World Backup Day. It sounds a bit awkward, but thank you so much for carving out the time to chat with us and teaching us about the benefits of hard drives and what Western Digital has in store. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, for inviting me to the show, and I would like to make a final appeal to all the listeners to, you know, please don't wait and initiate your first backup today.
Yeah, better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
I guess my reference at the beginning of the interview with Western Digital about Joni Mitchell, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. I guess it's a little outdated. Okay, fine. I think Cinderella, a hair metal band in the 80s, covered that song as well. Oh boy, I really am dating myself. I'll just stop right here. But speaking of backup and protecting your files, we do cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion, billion with a B, all to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. When we return on Tech It Out, I'll share a few spring-related gadgets like a wireless meat thermometer for those grill masters out there, a new EV with a ton of range without breaking the bank, and a lot of other seasonal tech ideas. And then on the last block of today's Tech It Out, since the iPhone is the number one smartphone in the country, I thought I would share some of my top tips and little-known secrets and shortcuts to getting the most out of your iPhone. Like, did you know there's a secret button on the back? I'll tell you all about it shortly. More Tech It Out coming right up after this.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
to Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's continue on with the show. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, I've had a lot of fun this week going on TV to talk about spring-related tech. Yep, spring officially sprung March 19th on Tuesday. So I thought I would share a few ideas with you, whether it's for your home or for travelers. And so let's start with something that many like this time of year especially, which is grilling. So yes, a smart meat thermometer can help you cook a perfect meal. I first showed on TV the Meater 2 Plus. Meater is M-E-A-T-E-R. It has 5 temperature sensors and 1 ambient sensor to accurately and wirelessly tell you when it's time to flip your food or when it's ready based on your desired doneness. So you do that all in the app. You set it all up. Then that wireless probe will push wirelessly the temperature of your meat and the grill up to 250 feet away. So you can be chilling inside while you are grilling outside. Of course, it also works with air fryers and ovens and all that as well. But I love the grilling story. It's $129 and you do get a wood holder and carrying case with it. And for serious grillers, that same company, Traeger, has its Ironwood Pellet Grill and the larger Ironwood XL Pellet Grill. So these are wood pellet smokers that are absolutely amazing. I've been testing one and making my friends smoked chicken wings and they absolutely love it. The flavor profile is so different than regular barbecuing or baking or anything like that. Prices start at $17.99 for the Ironwood Traeger smoker, and then it goes up to $19.99 for the XL or larger version. But I love the app support. You can set it all up in the app, and it includes those wireless meat thermometers, those sensors and probes and all that as well. So that's from Traeger. Traeger.com has more, T-R-A-E-G-E-R, and Meater.com for the Meater 2 Plus. Now, speaking of smart home tech, the all-new Echo Hub is an 8-inch Alexa-enabled smart home control panel. It makes it super easy to manage all of your smart home devices by supporting thousands of products, like Wi-Fi thermostats, video doorbells, smart lights, and more. They do not need to be Amazon products at all. Again, there's thousands that work under this, so you can use your voice or the touchscreen to control it all. The Amazon Echo Hub can be mounted to a wall. You get everything with it in the box, or placed on a table with an optional stand. And because it is Alexa enabled, you can use your voice to play videos. You can ask to watch, you know, YouTube or Netflix or what have you. You can play music and radio stations and podcasts. You can get info, like asking Alexa how long it's going to take to get from point A to point B, that kind of thing, and a lot more. So it's $199 for the Amazon Echo Hub, and you can head over to Amazon.com for more. Another great smart home pick and a company that I interviewed on this show is Ryse, R-Y-S-E, and its Smart Shade product. It's the first device to motorize any window shade that has a beaded chain, metal or plastic. I visited them in their Toronto facilities and was blown away at how easy this was to install and use. And it doesn't matter how tall or heavy the shades are. In fact, they're great for hard-to-reach windows or for seniors, for boomers or zoomers with mobility challenges or dexterity issues where you may have trouble opening or closing the blinds. It can be controlled with the push of a button. There's app support, so even when you're not at home, you can open and close the blinds. Or with the SmartBridge accessory, which is optional, you can use your voice with a nearby smart speaker, Google, Alexa, or Apple Siri, to open or close the blinds, or set schedules to automatically open and close the blinds at certain times of the day. So this is really a great product. It's called the Ryse Smart Shade, R-Y-S-E. So it's $149 for that. You can go to HelloRyse.com, HelloRyse.com, or Best Buy or Amazon. Next up, for gamers on the go, the MSI Claw is a full Windows 11 PC in the palm of your hand, powered by the Intel Core Ultra processor. So it looks like a Nintendo Switch, if I may. So it's a handheld system with, you know, controls on each side and a big 7-inch touchscreen in the middle. So you can game on the go on that screen, or when you are back at home or you get to a hotel room, you can connect it to a big screen TV or monitor for a bigger screen. It is a full Windows 11 PC, not just for gaming. You can also have like a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard and get some work done too on this same device. But the real story here is the AI PC. So led by Intel and its new processor that will power hundreds of devices this year for better performance, longer battery life, and a built-in neural processing engine, or NPU, for on-chip AI tasks, like asking your PC to write speeches for you, generate a video or song based on your text prompts, and a lot more. It's faster, more personalized, and technically safer than accessing this content online over the internet, because it's on the device itself. The MSI Claw starts at $699, but again, the story here is the Intel AI PC. If you're just joining us now, I'm talking about some spring-related picks that I showed on TV this week. The Meter 2 Plus wireless meat thermometer, the Amazon Echo Hub smart control panel, the Rise Smart Shade to motorize any window shade that you've got in the home with a beaded chain, MSI Claw handheld gaming system. Let's end off on something for travelers. The 2024 Chevrolet Equinox front-wheel drive model is expected to be the most affordable EV that has almost 320 miles of range. So starting at under $35K before any tax incentives and credits and all that for buying an electric vehicle. That's huge range. And there's other cool tech like over 28 inches of screens. There's available Super Cruise technology for hands-free driving. And Chevrolet is offering access to more than 85,000 charging points across the U.S. and Canada as well. You can get directions on the My Chevrolet app, by the way. To learn more about the Equinox EV, you can head over to Chevrolet.com to learn about ordering it and what dealerships are supporting it. So again, that's the 2024 Chevrolet Equinox. So as you can see, no shortage of awesome spring-related gadgets, as well as a hot EV. Now that spring has sprung. In the last block of Tech It Out coming right up, the best iPhone tips and tricks you didn't know about. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. It's open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Folks.
spoken content and then speak screen and enable it. Now, in any book you've got or an article, your notes, an email, swipe down with two fingers from the very top of the iPhone for the content to be read to you. You can tweak the voice, including gender and language, speaking speed, and more. So this is a free little hack to, instead of buying audiobooks, to turn any text into audiobooks. The next iPhone tip is to edit and unsend a message that you did not mean to send. That is, you can retract it altogether as well. We've all had that uh-oh moment. So here's how to do it. Just open messages and type a message as you normally would and tap to send it. After it's been sent, press and hold over that sent message and you'll see options like edit and undo send in the menu that pops up, which you can do up to 2 minutes after it's sent. So that's the catch. It's got to be up to 2 minutes after you send it. And one other catch, the person you're sending it to must also be running on Apple's iOS operating system, or else they'll still see the message. Earlier on Tech It Out, I hinted at a secret button on the back of the phone. You know about the ones on the side, or on older models, the circular home button. But there is a secret button on the back where the logo is. You can't see it though. It's aptly called Back Tap. It's a feature that lets you instantly trigger almost anything that you might want on your phone, like turning on the flashlight when you're, I don't know, walking to your car in a dark parking lot. You can launch the camera, take a screen grab, mute the iPhone, or launch any app, like a shortcut to opening TikTok. To enable Back Tap and to select what action takes place, go to Settings, Accessibility, Touch, and then Back Tap. And here you can choose what a double tap and triple tap does on the back of your iPhone. If you're just joining us now, I'm sharing a few iPhone tips and tricks, regardless of the model you've got. If you want to read them all, just type in my name, Mark Saltzman, into Google or Bing and add the words iPhone tips and tricks, and you'll be able to see my top 10. Mark Saltzman is MarkSaltzman. Another tip, if you've ever typed on your device and you want to undo what you just wrote, you can just shake the smartphone. Yep, it's on by default. Just quickly fix mistakes by shaking your phone side to side, and you'll see a prompt to confirm that you want to undo your action. It's faster and easier than pressing and holding the backspace key until all that text is deleted. If you don't like this shake to undo feature, you can turn it off by going into Settings, Accessibility, Touch, and then tap the tab that says Shake to Undo. All right, one more tip is to correct Siri's pronunciation. So Apple's voice-controlled personal assistant may be great at giving you information like the weather, stock quotes, directions, and sports scores, but sometimes Siri doesn't say things right. So if Siri says something wrong, like pronouncing your friend Micah's name as Mika instead of Micah, then select the person in your contacts and tap Edit in the top right corner. Scroll down and you'll see Add Field. And when you tap that, you'll see Pronunciation or Phonetic listed for first and last name, depending on which name Siri is having trouble with. So just type it out phonetically and it'll fix it. So we'll call your friend Micah instead of Mika, or vice versa. You get the idea. All right, we've got time for one more iPhone tip. How great would it be to know who's calling just by the way the iPhone is buzzing in your pocket? Well, you can. In the Contacts app, where we just chatted about fixing Siri's pronunciation of your friend's names, you can select the person of your choice and tap Edit. Now select Ringtone and you'll see a vibration option. Press that and you'll see several options like Heartbeat, Rapid, and Staccato, including a Create New Vibration tool to customize your own buzz. This way, you know who's calling, whether it's your partner, your kids, a colleague, the boss, all by the way the phone is buzzing in your pocket or purse. How cool is that? Similarly, you can create a custom ringtone for different people. If you've got any iPhone tips and tricks you want to share with me, you can either hit me up on social media, I'm on all the big platforms, or send me an email at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at MarkSaltzman.com. Anyhow, hope you enjoyed this weekend's Tech It Out, everyone, on this Easter long weekend. A huge thank you to Intel and its Core Ultra PCs. The era of the AI PC is here. Head on over to intel.com/AIPC or intel.com/CoreUltra. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, and I look forward to chatting with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.